Welcome to Ideal is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop. Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by for another podcast today. I hope you're having a fantabulous day and I hope your day has been going really, really well. And this will hopefully be a short podcast. I wanted to touch on Moderna in this one because recently Moderna has recalled thousands of COVID-19 shot doses in Europe. And information coming out of Reuters that Moderna has recalled 764,900 doses of COVID-19 shots that's made by one of its manufacturers. And it's after a vial, they said, was found contaminated by a foreign body. And at this point, they have not said what that foreign body is. They claim that no safety issues have been identified, and that the lots were distributed in Norway, Poland, Portugal, Spain, and Sweden in January. And what they're saying was that just one vial was found to be contaminated, and they're trying to tell us that one vial was contaminated, and they recalled 764,900. Why don't I believe that? All right. And, even though they're saying that, there's no cause for concern per se. Why should we believe that there is no reason to be concerned? We don't know what that foreign body is. And we have to bear in mind that this is not the first time. Last year, August, Japan, they had over 1.6 million doses were actually suspended in Japan over contamination concerns. This was last year. This was just a few months ago because this occurred in August 2021. And like I said, 1.6 million doses were suspended following reports of contamination. Initially, we didn't know what the supposed foreign matter that was spotted. But sometime after, we're told that it is particles of steel and that this was found in these shots. And, it was noted that these foreign matter at the time spotted, that's the word that was used, in about 40 unused vials, they said, at 8 vaccination centers in Japan. And this was over a 10-day period, according to local reports. And so, this was concerning because people were administered the doses. And so that's why it was so concerning. But what is interesting is that, we have to ask ourselves, do the people who are distributing the jabs, these leaders of these foreign countries and these health ministries, do they know what's in it? Do they know what's in it? When we are hearing words of contamination, we're hearing this is contaminated, that is contaminated. And like I say, we're hearing this case now. of over 700 and supposedly over 700,000 cases could possibly be affected. And then to know that last year in Japan, over a million, 1.6 million doses were suspended as a result of this issues and being suspected of contamination. So these are serious cause for concern. And, you know, I believe it it's more than what meets the eyes, because the reality is that many people are going, they're lining up for the jobs, and they don't know what's in them. You ask them what's in it, they don't know, and they're okay with that, despite the fact that, you know, many of us are trying to raise concern, because it is your right. It is your right to know what is in those jabs. It's your right to know what it is that they're putting, you know, in your body. It is your right. And so why is it that this information is being hidden? And why is it that they're quick to push aside these evidence of contamination and make light of it as if, oh, it's no big deal? And so, you know, it's people need to ask questions. There are a number of reports of people in the medical and other fields, scientific fields, etc., who have talked about, you know, analyzing some of these jabs and finding things in them, including a substance called graphene oxide, which is very dangerous. And I'm saying, how many governments across the world, when they receive these jabs, how many of them have done independent analyses on these jabs to know for sure what are in them? No. They just take it and they give it to their citizens. And that's how it goes. And you're not supposed to ask questions. You're supposed to trust the medicine. You're supposed to trust the science. And at the end of the day, who is accountable? Who is accountable when the manufacturers of these jabs, many of them, you know, the countries that they distribute these jabs in, they can suffer no liability as a result of anyone having any serious adverse reaction or death as a result of these jabs. And so that in and of itself is a cause for concern. And so, you know, these are things that we need to highlight. This is not, they're brushing this off as if this is something simple. But at this point in time, well over 900 million people worldwide, it has been reported, have received a Moderna shot. And so these stories that we see coming out about contaminations, possible contaminations, and obvious contaminations are cause for concern, because these are the ones that we see them, you know, deciding to do a story on. But what about the other cases where there might not have been any tests, where there might not have been any suspicion, and people are administered these? In my estimation, the contamination is the vaccine itself. That's my view on things. The contamination is the vaccine itself, and it has no business in your body whatsoever. You know, but I dare say this will not be the end of it. I dare say that we'll probably hear more stories of contaminations, especially as people begin to exhibit more and more adverse reactions where it becomes obvious to them that it is as a result of being administered these shots. And so, you know, they have to put these stories out too. They have to put these stories out too, so that, you know, people can say, oops, it was a contamination. But it's not just an issue of contamination, it's an issue of the jab itself. What is in it? Anyway, guys, I hope you found this useful. You know, just be the change you'd like to see in this world. Have a fantabulous day today. Ta-ta.
Welcome to Italy's Vital, your natural health and wellness stop.